Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric. And the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. All right, people, get ready for a polymer-packed, formaldehyde-free, glossy, shiny, super lacquered-up episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
Woohoo, we're here.
What's up, Jen? How are you?
I'm good. Tell people who our guest is this week.
We have the fabulous Deborah Littman.
Nail manicurist extraordinaire.
She is a celebrity editorial manicurist.
She's and a musician.
Yeah, she's also like a jazzy cabaret singer. I'm not sure how many people know that.
It's a great interview, and she sings, so stay tuned for that.
We forced her to sing.
Plus, how could we go through this episode without critiquing the latest film feature, which is from Kylie Jenner and her lip gloss company? And then we're going to answer a listener question about collagen supplements. And we have, what's the last thing that we have?
Julianne Hough.
Julianne Hough. She got a perm. So we're going to discuss if perms are back. But make sure to stay tuned after our interview because we have a new exciting segment at the end of the episode.
It's called Raise a Wand.
Raise a Wand, where we're going to shout out our favorite products of the week. Let's get into it. Okay, everybody's talking about it. We have to talk about it, too. We just rewatched, me for the 50th time, Kylie Jenner's lip gloss video. I think the real title is just Gloss. I forget what the name of it is. That's beside the point. Jess is over. You have like the biggest grin on your face. Like, it gives me so many feelings inside.
So many feelings. Do we have enough time?
Like, tell me. What do you think of the video?
First of all, I'm not the hugest. I'm not like a huge Kylie Jenner fan. I don't really respond to her.
On an objective level,
I think this is brilliant.
Okay, why?
Okay, so at the risk of sounding nostalgic, the other day I know that there was like this crazy, this little off topic, but trust me, like we're going to get back to Kylie. Mm-hmm. There was like a Guns N' Roses reunion. Did you hear about this? In LA, and they all played. And I was like, oh, I remember Guns N' Roses. Like, mm-hmm. they were really good. So I went into this like K-hole of watching Guns N' Roses videos on Saturday morning with my cat. And I was watching the November Rain video. It was like 10 minutes long. I'm like, this is so freaking good. Why aren't people making music videos like this anymore? Where like you watch it and you're like, this is like a story. This is amazing. This is so exciting. Like, what happened? And then I'm watching this Kylie video and it's got adventure. It's not necessarily my cup of tea, but I'm like, she's telling a freaking story.
Are you?
She's got me hooked.
Kidding me?
I'm not likening Guns N' Roses to Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
Like, but I'm saying she's using, like, nobody's making music videos anymore, and she's making them in a beauty space. Who's doing that? Also, side note, I'll let you speak. You can't even talk. When I used to work for a beauty retailer.
Okay.
And there was all this talk of, like, we have to get, like, theater. We need to create theater. We need to create magic. We need to create all this stuff to get people in.
Yes.
It's really hard to do. Everyone is watching this video.
Okay. I will give you that. And I alone have hate watched it 50 times.
Yeah.
So I account for many of those views on YouTube. Yeah. I kid you not. My thought is this. Yes, we need theater and creativity and film. But could you put more cliches in one short creative piece of film? I don't think it's possible. Do you want me to name a few of them?
It's like a bad Tarantino. Keep going. I get it.
I can't stop looking at her. Her body, her face, whatever. I get that. Not sure about the huge Louis Vuitton scarf that like is draped across her entire head.
Yeah.
Fine. The part that gets me is then her friend, the logic. You know me. I'm a nerd. I want logic.
I know.
There is zero logic. Hold on. I'm waiting for my friend outside of this saloon that I rolled up to in my Rolls Royce. But you know what? I'm in the desert heat, so let me get my fur coat out of the trunk right now.
Offended by the fur coat.
Meanwhile,
yes.
Her friend is in there doing, I guess, a drug deal in this. It looks like the beginning of a porn video. She's like, are we going to have a problem, sir? Like, I was waiting for her to start undressing. It was in the lollipops. Every cliche of sexist crap was in this movie. And I love them, and I'm empowered by their awesome bodies and their glossy lips, but like, come on.
No, it ticked every bad porny box.
And then the girl comes in with the gun. She looks like she couldn't even lift the gun off of the ground. I'm like, this is who I'm supposed to be scared of?
They should have hooked up with the Bad Blood girls. They were better at holding weapons.
Absolutely.
And
then they leave. Okay, I know there's no logic. It's just supposed to sell lip gloss. Then they throw money in the air.
That pissed me off. I thought they were lip glosses at first. I was like, that's cute.
Meanwhile, I'll point out the assistant beauty editor, Mary Claire, she freeze framed the video for me. She's like, look, it's a lab sample from the factory. She realized that she was putting on the lip gloss and it wasn't the final packaging. It was a lab.
Stop it. Well, first of all, keep that,
like, that
girl on the team.
Eagle eye right there.
Yeah.
But just there was a lot of things in it that I just thought, I don't know about what this says about the state of women today. But then again, I could not stop watching it.
I think she's smart. I think she's smart. Or whoever
literally is. Literally? So cute? Well, what are the names of the lip glosses?
It's like, literally, and so cute. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of the names, but I think the medium is something that, you know, brands have done films before. Like, fragrances have always come out with, like, you know, I think Prada did a film, Dior did a film. But they haven't been, I think they've been a little precious, and I'm not speaking to those brands specifically, mm-hmm. but just films in general. This, I wanted to watch it. And again,
it's for the people.
Yeah, it was cool. It was.
But elevate the conversation a little bit. Like, cool. Put a little intelligence into it.
I'm with you on that. And I also think there was a miss. I don't know who did that song, but I think it's some better music. I think if there was some like cool tunes behind it, I would have been really into it.
Like some Guns N' Roses?
Yeah. So we're getting some cool cues on Twitter, and one of the ones that we got recently was about collagen supplements. Now, this is an area that I've wanted to learn more about, but Jen actually knows quite a bit.
Yeah, I do. I've done some research.
So what is the deal with these, like, gummy collagen chews?
Sometimes there's collagen chews. There's, like, juice mixes, things like that. Okay, here's the deal with
collagen. I saw a powder once.
There's powders. Collagen, obviously, in your skin, it's the stuff that gives skin structure. It's a protein, keeps your skin firm. You lose it after age 30, and then you get wrinkles. Wah, wah. But these supplements, and a lot of people would have you believe that, like, consuming collagen puts collagen in your skin, which to me is crazy talk. So I did some research, and it is crazy. Your stomach acid alone breaks down the protein and collagen and turns it into, like, little amino acids. So it's not really collagen.
So it's
anymore.
Just candy, like, if I'm popping collagen chews, because I did receive some at work and they're delicious.
Well, here's the thing. It depends on the collagen supplement. So I looked into it and I could only find three that have independent, published, placebo-controlled clinical studies supporting that they actually do something for skin. I feel like this is something women don't know, that, like, supplements aren't drugs. They don't need to prove that they have what is in the label. They don't need to be tested. They're never tested for what they say they claim to do unless right. There's a problem. Do you agree? Like, women just don't realize that.
No, I mean, I think you just, like, on New Year's Day, you're like, I'm going to be healthy.
And then
you, like, head to the,
some,
you know, vitamin aisle and, yeah, pop some supplements.
First, you should tweet at Fat Mascara and ask us, because here, I'll lay it down for you.
Okay.
The three that, the biggest one is this ingredient called, where is it? Verisol. So they have studies that show wrinkles reduced by 20% and you up your pro-collagen levels. And that is contained in a couple different products. Reserviage, they're collagen replenish powder.
Yes, I have
it's like
heard
a
of
juice.
That.
Lindberg skin rejuvenator, and then this Swanson Beauty drink mix. They all have this Verisol, which is proven to work. And then the one that everybody always asks about, and this listener Beth asked about, was Biosil with the Christy Brinkley.
Oh yeah, I've seen her promote that.
Okay, so they will. You go on their website.
I mean, she has a lot to lose, so I figured, like, she wouldn't put her name on just any old.
No,
junk.
But they're very careful with the way they word it. They do have some placebo-controlled independent studies, but they don't have studies showing fewer wrinkles. The studies only show that your skin has less roughness and is smoother. So that's, like, probably not the best research one, but there is something to that one.
But Biosil isn't bad. You're saying, like,
no, it's not bad. And that's the other thing. You don't really know. Some of these other ones that don't have the money to do the clinical studies and then have them published and peer-reviewed, they still might be good. There's no way of knowing unless they have the studies.
I know. I always feel badly for those small brands, because it's like they're not necessarily bad, but if you have a lot of muscle behind you,
right.
You can afford to get these, like, big studies.
Right.
Done.
There's one other one. It's called Biosil, not to be confused with Biosil. So Biosil collagen, that one also had a good study, reduced wrinkles all over, not just in one area, by 13% after 12 weeks. So if you go on the website, fatmascara.com, I'll put up a little list of the ones that we found independent studies for. But basically, do your homework and don't feel stupid if you can't figure it out, because it is confusing. And they'll try and trick you with marketing claims, but, you know, ask us. We'll help you figure it out.
And you should still put on some cream on top, too,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. It's and then, of course, all the dermatologists that I spoke to about this were like, the easiest way to boost collagen is to use retinoic acid or retinol, to wear your sunscreen so you don't have, like, photo damage issues that break down collagen. And that alone is going to give you a boost. But if you want to go from the inside out, just make sure you pick the right pill.
Great. Nice research. Jen.
Yes?
Did you see Julianne Hough's perm?
Oh, yeah, she got a perm. Oh,
it's a
she
perm.
Got a perm. It's a beachy wave of a perm, if you will. What'd you think?
Well, I was, you know, clickbait got me because they said perm, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to see this. And I was like, Mr. Burnsing my fingers because I was like, payback, because I look like an idiot. Like, for, like, several years in my childhood.
You don't think she got, like, your middle school perm. She's, like, a famous actress. She knows better than that. When did you have a perm?
Probably, like, fifth grade through maybe, like, fourth, fifth grade. Like, my mom had a perm, so I was, like, you know, I thought that was, like, a mature thing to do.
Are there pictures? Like, there, what length was it?
Like, mid to shoulder, like, shoulder length to, like, just below the collarbone. It was aggressive.
I also had a perm. Mine was what? An asymmetrical bob.
Oh, boy. Oh,
my God. I thought I was salt and pepper. So let me just put that out there.
Oh, boy.
And then I got that haircut, and then it was sort of growing out. So I was like, you know what'll fix this? A perm with really tightly coiled curls.
Oh, my God. Maybe some dangly earrings.
Oh, my God. I'll put a picture on the website. It's bad. But so I think I've been scarred away from perms forever. But when I saw this, her hair looks great. It's like that perfect little, like, I just got out of the beach, like, beachy wave of a perm.
It's, yeah, it's absolutely, like, nothing embarrassing. It's not a perm like what you would think. But it definitely, like, speaks to this, like, new trend. Well, of like texture, of embracing your natural wave, or like forcing a wave. I tried to fight this wave for like years with the freaking straightener, and now it's like I'm just trying to let it go.
It's like prime time for the perm to make a comeback, and I feel like the good news is it's going to be healthier and better looking than it used to be. Mm-hmm. So her stylist, Rihanna Capri, she did a new perm solution with like Olaplex to make it healthier. There's all sorts of new ways to do perms with bigger rollers, so it's like a wave instead of like a coil.
Probably doesn't smell like a perm did.
Exactly.
My dad made me stand outside in the deck like a dog.
What? Are you serious?
Just for a second.
Because
the perm smelled.
Oh, yeah, because you can't wash your hair for like 48 hours after.
It smells like horrendous. It smelled, and I remember there was a myth, or maybe it was like an old wives' tale that you like had to like put tomato sauce on your hair. Did you ever hear that one?
Oh, like I've heard that when you get sprayed by a skunk.
Maybe that was what he told me.
That makes sense, though, because perm is breaking sulfur bonds in hair and reforming. Maybe that's why it
you
smells.
Stunk. When my mom came home from the beauty parlor, she like had like this weird smell after she got a perm.
Well, Julianne Hough obviously knows what she's doing, and her people know what they're doing.
Yeah, so they're not going to let her smell.
No, but I feel like people who want a wave back or a curl back, we love our beach wave, we love our curling iron, but don't just go that route. You might be able to do it permanently.
Yeah, ask your stylist. There are a couple of people here in New York that do it. I know Nunzio Saviano, he has a cool new treatment that's like a permanent wave. But if you don't live in the city or you can't get to Nunzio, I would say definitely ask your stylist about this. Show them the photo of Julianne and inquire.
So we're here with Deborah Lippman. She's an editorial manicurist and the founder of her own nail line. We also like to think of her as the manicurist to the diva set, because she's done pretty much everybody in the music world, from Cher and Mary J. Blige to Lady Gaga, Pat Benatar, and she's also a musician herself, right?
Yeah, I am.
Three albums she's done at this point. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me. Here. This is so exciting to be here dishing with Fat Mascara.
Oh, we love it. Good. Yay. Well, since we started off talking about music, maybe that could be my first question, because I know you're a singer, but you're also a manicurist. So which came first, the music love or the nail love?
The music love was from childhood, and have a degree in music. Doing gigs after I finished college with my musical theater degree. And
what kind of gigs?
Musical theater and jazz.
Okay, so like a jazz singer.
Jazz singer slash musical theater.
So what brought you to New York City?
Well, I was I found out that I was the worst possible waitress in the world, so that's what I was trying to do to supplement my income in between gigs. Yeah. And when I was fired from dropping red pasta on someone with white clothes on.
It's like out of a movie.
Yeah, it was really out of a movie, except for that it was fully real, and like from the hair all the way down.
This is like a nice place.
It was a nice, you know. Yeah. Yes. And I realized this is not ever going to get better. It was just not for me. So I went back, and after my mom had helped me, supported me through 5 years of college, 4 years of college, I said, I have to do something else. And I started looking into my soul, to what else did I love? And I always loved beauty. Then I went to cosmetology school. But actually, I was a nail biter until I got my first paid performing job while I was in college. I got this gig where we did like a Las Vegas Follies Bergère-ish, fairy-ish. And I did like the comedy stuff in it. And we had, you know, headdresses and rhinestones and feathers and big gowns. And then I got to the dress rehearsal and picked up the microphone, and I had bitten to the nub nails that I'd been ashamed of my whole life and never been able to you know, kick that habit. And the next day they took me to a salon and put artificial nails on me. In the day it was porcelain. It was dental porcelain. That's how artificial nails started, like back in the day.
Okay. So you got a full set with porcelain.
So I got a full set, and it changed my life. It sounds so silly, but I went from being this person who was ashamed of my hands all the time. My hands were in my pockets. They were behind me. And I remember my doctor told me when I was a kid, when my mom was like trying to help me to not bite my nails, like, your hands are your greeters. You look at somebody in the eyes and the next thing you do is reach out to shake hands, and somebody looks at your nails. I mean, they just will notice if they're eaten up and bloody. And so that wasn't enough. It stuck in my head, but it didn't stop me from biting them.
Right.
But it stuck in my head. And I tell that story to try to help other people, because it might help somebody else, because it is still in my head, and that was a really long time ago. But all of a sudden, I was like, oh, hello.
It opened up a whole new world.
A whole new world.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honey Love, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honey Love came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good, whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence. Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honey Love. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done. All in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
World, I felt feminine and I, you know, was using my hands differently. It for sure helped me with my performing of things that I would do with my hands. It was a game changer.
But how did it go to that? Like, when did you start doing celebrities and magazine shoots and things like that?
I got kind of to a point where I came to New York and I auditioned for Les Miserables.
You did.
Wow. I did. And it was funny because I was doing a play in Arizona with five girls. It was a kind of a big deal. I'd gotten my Equity card, which was hard in Arizona at that time in like the 80s. And I was doing this play with five girls from LA and me. And it was kind of a big deal. Like, I'd really gotten to the point of like, I've kind of done a lot of stuff in Arizona. And I, you know, was working all the best balls, singing at all the best, you know, clubs with the best musicians. And all these girls in the play said, you should go audition for Madame Ternardier, the character's name, in Les Mis. I came to New York and I had the audition and like the whole table full of people, Richard J. Alexander, like big people. They sang me for about 20 minutes, which apparently is
a long time
for Madame Ternardier. Gave me some direction. I had never seen the show because I lived in Scottsdale. So I didn't really know, you know, I knew the music from the album. And then they were like, we really like you. So you live in New York, right? And I was like, no, I think I flew in last night from Scottsdale. And it kind of like three different people asked me three different ways.
Meaning you should answer yes right now.
Meaning the answer is yes. And I didn't figure it out that they would have been responsible for moving. Like, I had to be a local. And I didn't figure it out. So afterwards, go back to Phoenix. And they were like, all these girls who had auditioned for a lot of stuff, they were like working actors all the time. And they were like, you sang for 20 minutes. They said that, you idiot. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I mean, I didn't figure it out till I was done. So I called the casting director again. Vinny Liff is his name, Johnson Liff and Associates.
She remembers it like it was yesterday. God.
And he said, listen, obviously, you know what went wrong in there and you know what went right. You know, we spent a lot of time with you. We really think you're talented. You need to, he goes, my suggestion is you've got a great career in Phoenix. So you can keep that or you can take a chance on something new. I sat and thought about that and I thought, I do have such a great career here. And if I go to New York, I may never sing again. Like, you know, I don't know. But I thought I'm ready to take a chance. And so
you
could
get that far with Les Mis, like who knows what.
Yeah, who knows.
So I feel then, like so many women are in that position where they're like, do I just bite the bullet and do it? Yeah. Right, it's like the safety net versus, you know, trying something.
Trying something.
So how did you get your start in nails? Like, after you got your license, you were working in a salon, but, like, yeah, you do all these huge names. How'd you make that jump to doing celebrities' nails?
That was, I literally say, that was just God's vision for
Who
me.
Who was your first celebrity?
My first celebrity was, I'm not exactly sure, but within the same period of, like, a couple of months, Cher, Martha Stewart.
Let's just say Cher for the sake of this whole
okay.
We don't have enough time. They're all good though.
I know.
Were you intimidated? Are they just like us? Like, how was it doing a salon manicure to then I'm with Cher and I don't know where to start getting mad.
Was your hand like shaking? Like,
oh my gosh,
holding the brush. Like,
I am completely like, still to this day, sometimes when I'm, you know, meeting somebody new.
Are you motioning pit sweat right now?
I'm, yeah. Like, when I did Cher's nails for the first time, I was soaking wet underneath. Like, you know, you're trying to put on this cool facade. But it's Cher.
Yeah.
And then, like,
and your hands can't be shaking.
She writes a check. So this was unfortunate because I was very poor when I moved here. And she wrote me a check and signed it. Share. And I had to cash it. It should be framed on my wall. Oh,
she doesn't put a last name. It's just Share.
It's just Share.
See, they're just celebrities. So cool. They are just
like us.
So cool.
So is she your most, who is the most intimidating person who you've ever done the nails?
I think that was the, I remember that moment of, I remember walking in, I remember every footstep of walking in to work on her. I think that was...
That was a big
super,
one.
Super intimidating. And as, you know, as time goes on, I'm always nervous meeting a new client, a new person, it's like, I think, because they are just like us, you're holding hands with someone. It's an extremely, to get serious for a second, it's an extremely intimate service, holding hands with somebody.
Do you think it's that your manner is what has gotten you into this sort of celebrity circuit? I mean, I'm sure it's many factors, but do you think that's part of it?
I think that's part of it. I think that, you know, sometimes I think people just want me for my the energy that I bring in the room. Or, you know, when especially now, like as I'm kind of thinking that award season just finished and working with Alicia Vikander, her first time going through that whole craziness and how many events they have to do. And then, you know, it's just like they're just sometimes there's like not one more voice, not one more person, you know, it's not that, you know, people are like, people fly you to LA to do their nails. It's like, well, sometimes
because
you
it's just calming can't. Maybe for them to have
it's calming
someone.
To have someone that you feel comfortable with and you know, that you feel like you can be yourself and you know, and that understands that it's not about the nails for award shows. I mean, that's they need to be perfect, but it's not, you know, it's not when I want them to hold that statue and it be about the statue.
Right.
Now, my husband, who runs my brand, doesn't always understand some of the choices I make with the colors.
Why couldn't you put them in that orange glitter that's our big seller this season?
I know. It's, okay, so my worst story of being a brand owner so I have like the creative side. That does the, you know, teamwork and the editorial and doing everything right for the right reason on whatever job it is. And then there's the Deborah Littman brand side. Mm-hmm. And my husband and brother, who are my partners, screaming at me, mm-hmm. please use, like, the colors that we have for sale, for instance. So, cut to Lady Gaga. I did the Lady Gaga Born This Way video. So then she was going to be performing for the Grammys, and they flew me out for, to be with her for all of the rehearsals, and which I don't always do. That's not always part of it. So I was, like, kind of backstage at the venue at the Staples Center for a few days watching her rehearse. I mean, like, what a thrill. Like, what a freaking thrill. Like, to see, you kind of can see a lot of people rehearse, and which is amazing, and I'm a musician, so, like, that's the one award show that I really want to go to every year.
What did Gaga wear to the award show?
So, okay, it was the year that she was coming out in the...
The egg.
The costume was sort of yellowy, clear. We ended up just doing a long beige nail, super long beige nail. Really long beige nail.
Yeah.
And I was sitting. I was just like kind of sitting because I was pretty much done, but you never know like when something weird's going to happen. And I was just sitting and I thought, you know, Gaga's supposed to be ahead of the thing and she's been doing these long things forever and now she's being born tonight. And because she's very serious about the stories. Mm-hmm. Like they're very, it's not like, oh, let's just do this. There's a lot of conversation that goes on before you. And she looked over at me and she was like, what are you thinking? And I said, nothing. And she goes, no, you're thinking something. And I was like, well, I'm just wondering if you're being born, do you come out with all of, you know, nails that are that long? Mm-hmm. And I'm also thinking that, you know, everybody else is wearing a long ghetto nail now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, she, you know, oh my God, you're so right. These have to come off. what color should we do? And then she called
you just, like,
Nicola.
Shot yourself
Nicola,
in the foot
and
there.
Then I was like, I know, because I was thinking, of course, like I'd like these really long, super cool, very perfectly whatever nails. They were so great.
Now,
but I thought it's the right thing. She's coming out of the egg. Would she really have that? I don't know. So then it gets worse.
Oh God.
So my kid, I opened my suitcase. She was like, so Nicola Formichetti was her stylist at the time. And he was like, they were like, what color should it be? And I'm like, well, you know, it should be kind of a little bit less than what we have on now. And, I opened my bag and there was I have a whole lot of bags of polish within my bag. And I opened this one bag up and it happened to be colors that were just, in the process of being made that shouldn't have been in my kit that I took over there. And in it was this color that looked like her costume. Mm-hmm. It was a sheer yellow called Yellow Brick Road that was not slated to be out for like 3 months or 4 months. Mm. So it was not for sale.
Right.
And she saw it and she was like, what's that one? I'm like, nothing.
Right.
Both bag. And she was like, no, what was it? And then I was like, it's the right color. It's like, it was exactly
so
right.
So did your husband and your brother
go
like bananas?
It wasn't pretty. I am still married. But we do have to have sit-downs every now and then about, you know. And then I had to get on the plane to fly back, like the Reddit, to fly back for Fashion Week. So I said to Jude, I sent him a text or I called him right before I took off and said, I just had to give you a heads up. I don't think anybody's going to notice because her nails are short. But just the way things worked out, I had to use Yellow Brick Road. Bye.
And no one will notice.
And I thought nobody will notice because the nails were going to be short. And then, like, when I landed and turned on my phone, like, the first thing I see is a picture of
with the nails with the front and center.
Front and center. Yeah, and then people were like, oh my gosh, Amber, did you do your nails? What color is it? I went out to my lab. I begged them to put it on the line early. You know, started calling our retailers, please, will you put it in? I mean, but you can't get, you know, you can't get everybody to move that quickly. Like
right.
unless you own your own lab.
Right.
Which I don't.
So that was Yellow Brick Road?
Yellow Brick Road.
So is it true that all of your polishes still have song titles as their names?
Yeah.
Well, that's given me an idea.
Hmm.
I don't know if you're aware of this idea that I had. Jess, are you aware?
I've got an inkling.
I was thinking we could play a fun game if you're up for it. We just heard about how you're a great musician and your nail polishes all have song names. What say you if I reach into a bag of your polishes and pull out a polish? Would you be able to sing a verse from the song?
I don't know. It depends on what you're going to pull out of your.
Jess, you do it. I feel like you're good at this performance thing.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. And men.
What is that, like a cream red?
That's a cream red. That's a good summer red. Can I do one that would be for my husband?
Sure. Oh, of course you can.
Since I fell for you, I thought I'd never see the light. I get these blues most every night since I fell for you.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, when I'm doing a gig and stuff, that's his favorite song that I sing.
That's right there, like the jazzy, smoky. What shade is that?
It's a dark berry, sexy berry.
Oh, that's exactly what I was picturing.
Can you imagine being able to sing that to someone? Oh, my God. Like, you could get anyone. Damn,
Deborah.
Sorry. God, like, I really, like, whoa.
So
here. We talked about the rich red, and it was raining men, and a dark berry was the song you just sang. What are some of the colors for spring that you're loving, and what's coming up for summer? What have you been doing a lot of?
Spring, I would say, our most popular color from the collection so far is what I call, I like to always do one that I would call a weirdo. Dirty Little Secret, it's called, and it's kind of a dirty, mauvey, pearlescent that looks like it's coming. It's like a pearlescent that looks like it's coming from underneath it. It doesn't look like it's glitter on top.
Is that a spring?
It's a spring. Color? It's a spring color.
You have very cool finishes. I feel like other brands would be jealous of your finishes.
Do you do?
Oh, yeah. You have like, yeah, I mean, I feel like you do things differently than other brands.
I think that's because I don't, like, I didn't go to any, I don't, like, follow the color wheel at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I just make what comes from into my crazy brain.
And what else
my
is,
crazy brain.
What about for summer?
For summer, I went just super happy. Yeah. And it is really, they are colors that are just, I think my boyfriend's back. It's called my Happy Days collection. Oh, so there's like a coral called Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
I love
Tuesday,
it.
Tuesday, Wednesday. Why? Do you not like Happy Days?
No, I'm just like. Jen, just diss me.
Burn.
No, just because I can't sing doesn't mean that I won't sing.
Right? I think everyone should sing no matter what.
I appreciate everything about you. Thank you so much
Thank
for coming.
Thank you, Deborah.
I didn't want to be boring for
Wait,
you.
Wait, let's have her sing us out. One more for the end. What
Thank
do you, say?
You for our girl talk. Girl talk.
Good enough for me.
So a lot of you have been tweeting and Instagramming telling us that you really like the product recommendations that we give. So every week we're going to do a Raise a Wand, which is a shout out to products that Jen and I both personally love.
It's a mascara wand, in case that wasn't clear. So Jess, what are you raising a wand to this week?
Inspired by Kylie Jenner, sort of, her makeup artist Joyce Benelli, who I've been loving, told me all about the Beauty is Life lip glosses. She said they have amazing pigments and they last a long time, and I am freaking obsessed. I am bringing back gloss for spring 2016.
And so what color should we go and get?
I'm not sure of the exact names, but just stick with the nudes. They really, and even there's a weird yellow one that I love, but it goes on like clear, but gives you a little bit of warmth. Mm-hmm. They make your pout look plumper, but never vulgar. I'm like just obsessed with everything Joyce is recommending.
Nice.
It's all working. And Jen?
What am I raising a wand to?
What is your raise a wand item?
I'm going old school. I'm raising a wand for my exfoliating body gloves from The Body Shop. I did this interview with Dita Von Teese like a while back, and I asked her, I was like, you have all that body makeup on. How do you get it off? She said, Dr. Bronner's with an exfoliating glove. Now, I don't wear body makeup, obviously, but I use all these scrubs that cost so much money, and then you're never sure if it's working or whatever. And now I've switched back to just the little old scrubby mitts with the body wash. You can, like, really get in there and, like, slough.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Slough?
Yeah, stick out your arm.
Here.
Very soft.
Yeah, I feel like the five finger action gives me like smoother skin. That sounds so nasty. Anyway, so raise a wand for my Body Shop exfoliating gloves.
Great.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at Fat Mascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.